Much. And I want to thank all of the panelists for these really thoughtful and important interventions here today. I know specifically, Vereen, it's of course wonderful to see you again. I know that this general recommendation from the CERT has been a long time in the making. I remember talking with Gay McDougall about it over a year ago. And I think it's not just timely, but very critical that CERT has spoken on this matter. My question is for all three panelists, and it has to do with how we really meet this moment. I think it's been fairly obvious that a lot of public outrage, a lot of international outrage around systemic racism starts with violence against Black bodies, the killings of Black people. And yet we understand there's a much broader form of systemic racism that normalizes and habituates people to violence against Black people, including things that are passed off as humor, like blackface, and including the ways that educational and employment opportunities are denied. I think we're at a very critical moment at the midpoint of the decade at DDPA plus 20, and in the conversation about the permanent forum, to really ask this question: how do we really draw attention to the intersecting and interlocking ways that systemic racism shows up and its impact on communities of African descent around the world? I think it's really important. We've also heard today from the Asia Pacific, and the idea that the stories that we hear as the working group, as we do our country visits, have a lot of commonalities country to country, and yet a lot of a lot of public focus on this kind of racism is around the sort of physical violence and not the broader forms of racism. So I guess I'm asking for your advice, all three of you, how to broaden that lens to really encompass these robust, intersecting, and sort of net of systemic racism that Afro-descendant communities face globally. Thank you.